Let the mergers and acquisitions begin.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And we will start with the numbers. Stocks are lower at the open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow down 24 points or 0.2% at 13,958. The NASDAQ down 0.25% and the S&P 500 down 0.2%. And investors this morning are taking in a couple of big deals that were just announced. Warren Buffett's company Berkshire Hathaway is going in on an acquisition of ketchup maker Heinz for $28 billion. And American Airlines and U.S. Airways have announced they are merging into the world's largest airline. And we'll have more on that in a moment. But first, let's get to Susan Schmidt, who is head of U.S. equities at Mesirow Financial and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So is this just a coincidence or should we prepare for a flurry of big mergers and acquisitions like this?
No, I think it's a flurry, and I think it's a flurry that has definitely already seen its start. We had a slowdown in 2012, but really this is a trend that we saw begin in 2010, 2011. I think it had a lull last year, and we're going to see it come back with force.
And one of the big concerns when that happens is layoffs, that companies get together, they get more efficient, and they lay people off. Do you think we're going to see that?
I think that depends, and it depends on what sector you're looking at it. Companies have a lot of cash right now. They're in great capital positions by and large. They are looking for ways to strategically improve their businesses. They're looking for opportunities to return capital to shareholders. So a lot of times that does mean mergers, but such a confident business environment means it's good for small companies, and that might take away the hesitation that small company CEOs have had to hire and expand because now they see that there's an opportunity and a path for them to move forward.
Well, how does the confident business environment you're talking about square with some of the bad numbers on growth that we got out of Europe and Japan today, which looks like a global recession may be in the works?
Well, bad numbers on growth, but bad numbers on growth, but not here. So our numbers have held up. Not fabulous, but that tepid recovery that we keep talking about is here. And on a relative basis, this is where you want to be. So I think we're seeing, especially with the surge in the market in January, look at that appreciation. You're seeing investors say and act that the U.S. markets is where they're going to focus because they feel far more confident here than they do with the situation either in Europe or in Asia.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Mesirow Financial.